Lady, hey, it's a show about nothing. We're on at 3 o'clock. We're moving on up.
Like, talking over Grape Lady was going to ruin it or something. I mean, how
I think it's going to ruin it for me.
Like, we don't really even have that many listeners to begin with. How many people have
we
heard
have
that?
So many more listeners.
How many people
now?
Have heard the Grape Lady? How long have you been playing her?
Year and a half.
It's been longer than that.
Maybe a couple years. Hey, but we're in drive time now. It's 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that we have two listeners at 10 to 1, two and a half. Now we're up to six. We have six listeners with Softy and Fink. We're filling it for those guys. Softy's still out. Best wishes to Softy and his entire family. We're all thinking about him and what he's going through. Dick Fain's got a Storm game starting in about an hour, so they said, hey, can you guys switch? I'm like, sure. Why not? My dream is always to fill in for Softy and Fink.
Was there part of you today at 1 o'clock?
My life is not complete.
Was there part of you today at 1 o'clock thought, you know, we'd be done right now normally?
Part of me, the whole part of me thought, I'm done and I'm still looking on the internet about what we're going to talk about today. Hey, let's get Max Brown on. And then I just find out Max Brown's canceled on us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're flying by the seat of our pants. Well, we're excited to be with you. And, you know, sorry, you can blame everybody else for this switcheroo on us, but for the Softy and Fane crowd, we're going to be with you here for the next. Now, do we go to six or seven? What's the deal here?
I heard six, and they replay something in 6 to 7.
Are we supposed to say they replay stuff?
Well, that's what Rich told me.
Okay.
In the email. He didn't say don't tell anybody that.
So we'll be here, technically, till about, you know, 7 o'clock. Or not. But we're here for the next few hours here at Seahawks training camp, but it's just wrapped up. We're excited to be here. Excited to talk to some new audience. And there's probably a couple people listening right now, like, I've never heard these two guys do a show. I'm going to tell you right now, Daryl, who's driving around, be prepared for magic. This is what about to hit you right now. It's radio magic here for the next 3+ hours. Actually, it's more than 3 hours, isn't it? We're used to just three. I'm going to run out of steam here.
So what do you think the disappointment level is for the average listener right now?
Right,
because
now?
Because you tune in right now and you're expecting Softy and Dick Fane. And you expect people talking about the Husky football team.
Husky football.
Husky basketball team.
They're probably yelling
at each
other.
Why they should go to the Big Ten.
Yeah, we are deserving of the Big Ten. No one else is. And yeah. We'll be there sooner rather than later. I don't know. I mean, we can break down Husky football. Here's my thing. The Tullamore Dew text line. Jim, when it's Tully time. No, hold on. Hey, Jim, when it's game time.
It's Tully time.
If you have any Husky-related questions that you'd like us to answer, or if you guys would honestly like to know, candidly, about our true feelings about Softy and Fane, 49451. I'll tell you anything you want to know about both of them. I don't care. We'll burn this show down. Hell, 10-1 was burned down today.
What? It was. I heard the first half hour. Although I was out on Cougar Mountain, it was kind of cutting in and out.
They did dog talk.
Yeah.
Did
they?
Yeah, they talked about the Seattle dog.
Oh, the Seattle dog. I heard that.
Now, see,
did you know? I was with Fane. I had no idea what a Seattle dog was until
are you guys under
a couple
a rock?
Years ago. And what's so good? How did it become a Seattle dog when it's just cream cheese on a hot dog? Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
And grilled onions.
Oh, grilled onions too?
And you're going to add jalapenos.
How many Seattle dogs have you had?
What do you think? Look at me. How many do you think I've had?
I've had zero.
Well, you haven't lived life.
Yeah.
I have. I don't know, a million of them?
Have you?
Where
you
I enjoy them.
Where do you get them?
Seattle?
Well,
that's why it's called the Seattle dog.
No, I know. But, yeah. Like, where?
Hold on, I'm going to do some on-air producing here. Jim, you carry the show here for about 2 minutes.
Okay. Oh, wait, we have a player coming over. It's either a player or a coach.
Okay, we are either going to get Freddie Swain or DJ Dallas. And I'm going to tell you right now, these will be two of the best interviews you'll ever hear. Better than what Dumb and Dumber would do from 3 to 6:30, I'll tell you that. Freddie Swain's a good, I've interviewed him for it. He's a car guy, car junkie. You like cars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who doesn't like cars? He's a gearhead.
Okay.
And DJ Dallas.
Likes the Kraken.
Loves the Kraken.
Yeah.
So we may get DJ Dallas and Freddie Swain on here. I don't bring them on. Put them both on. I don't care.
Okay.
Seattle dog. See, here's my thing. I don't think you should put ketchup on a hot dog, but cream cheese, I'm all for it. I think it's good. I like the Seattle dog. It's good. I think you should try it.
So I think I'm in the minority, though. I'm one of those rare guys that doesn't like ketchup or mustard or both or anything on my hot dog.
You like a plain dog.
As long as you have a good bun. If you have a good bun.
You got to have a good
bun. If it's a dry bun.
No one likes a dry bun, Jim.
No, the Costco hot dog.
Oh, come on. That's
perfect.
The best hot dog in the world.
Yeah.
$1.50 hot dog?
The dog sticks out both sides.
Of course it does.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't get cheated on.
I like a dog that sticks out on both sides.
You don't get
cheated. I like things that stick out on both sides on anything. I'll be honest with you.
What did you see at practice today, Pop?
Well,
I got here a little late.
Yeah, you did. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to offer you right now because I love you.
No.
I'm going to offer you right now because I love you. And for our new audience who do not listen 10 to 1, we're on every day. I know it may surprise you that this show's on every day from 10 to 1, but we are. And they, you know what they call that in the business? Filler. Filler. So we're on every day from 10 to 1. We, Jim and I, and I don't know how it started, have a bet about who's going to be the starting quarterback of the Seahawks this year. I contend it's going to be Geno Smith. And Jim thinks I'm crazy. And most people in town think I'm crazy. And he thinks it's going to be Drew Lock, and it's not even close.
Correct.
So we bet $350.
It started out at, what, 50, and then we just...
Yeah, one at 50, and then it just said, 350. Okay.
Yeah, we kept going up.
And then you're probably wondering why we're playing the theme to Family Ties. It's an 80s throwback Thursday on our show, so we played nothing but TV show themes from the 80s. So, again, that's why we're playing this. Okay. I got sidetracked for a second.
Sure, glad you clarified that.
Well, there's somebody driving around right now, probably Daryl again and Burien, and Daryl's thinking... Jesus, where's Softie and Fane yelling?
Those people have already changed the channel. Come on. They're not sitting
there
going,
Fane?
Yeah, I wonder what music they're playing today.
Where's Softie screaming at Fane and Fane screaming at Softie and then both screaming at Jackson?
Yeah.
They're off today. We switcheroo. Storm game, and then Softie's still out of town or still away here dealing with his family. All right. So I wanted to make sure everyone knows that's why we play 80s music today. 80s Throwback Thursday for the greatest decade ever. And I don't think anyone's going to disagree that it's the greatest decade ever. Clothes, fashion, pop culture. It's just got all of it. Who are you waving at?
I'm raising my hand of being someone who disagrees because the 70s.
Because you're 90 years old.
Well, I don't care. Yeah, you're right, I am. But the 70s had it all over the 80s. And you're just saying that because you're 46, though.
Of course.
Yeah.
I got sidetracked and lost here. Oh, so we made a bet, and I'm going to offer Jim right now a buyout. I'm going to offer you a $250 buyout right now. You can get out of the bet. Saves you $100. You take it right now if you want.
I'll raise the bet to $400.
Okay, done deal. $400 it is.
$400.
The bet's over. It's over. Everybody, you got in there late, and I watched more of it because I'm, professional, and I got here early. To watch exactly what I wanted to watch. And I said, why don't you come out here? And then you decided not to.
I came out here and saw both quarterbacks. And neither one looked all that
first
great.
First of all, Geno Smith.
What worried me is that Bob Condotta, who actually knows what he's talking about.
Hold on. But Geno Smith has looked fantastic. And I want you to tell everyone.
No, he hasn't.
I want you to tell everyone. Can you bring that chair around here for Freddie for me? I'll do it for you. You don't work. We're going to have Freddie Swain here coming up momentarily. We're going to ask Freddie Swain about this.
Okay.
Hey, Freddie, we got to bet. Who's going to be the quarterback, Drew Lock or Geno
Smith? You're not
Smith?
Really going to ask him about that, are you?
Of course I'm going to ask him that. Freddie Swain is going to answer anything we ask him. I guarantee it. Freddie, I'm going to give this to you. Freddie, you're going to have to answer all of it. This is, you know what this is? A true circle right
He's
now.
He's not. No, don't yes, put him is. On the spot like that.
Yeah, they're pretty right. Hold on. Pop you up here. Hi, Freddie. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I was telling it's Puck and it's Jim Moore. Your best friends. We've been here for a while.
Hi, Freddie. How are you? Thanks for coming over.
Yes, I was telling him what a gearhead you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell him about all your car collection, everything you got. Remember, and then the story last time we had you on, talked to you, was about the car. What was the car that was you and your dad or your brother rebuilt?
My Trans Am. Yeah. 79 Trans Am.
And he's from the 70s. He loves the 70s.
Yeah.
He's got a 79 Trans Am he
nice.
Rebuilt.
Nice. Pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, 75 Caprice, too. Classic.
Do you?
Yeah.
I remember those when they were new.
That's right.
Yeah. He's old. He remembers. So how many cars do you have now?
About five.
Five.
Six.
So we have six? Seven?
No.
Eight? Okay, so we got...
Well, what's your favorite?
Probably my Chevy when it gets done, my 75.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the coolest.
Okay, well, what is
top comes back.
What's a Chevy what? What is it?
Caprice.
Okay.
Classic.
And so then the top, it's a convertible?
Convertible.
Oh, right. What kind of color is it?
It'll be actually the Seahawks colors.
Oh, my goodness. And you do all this yourself?
No, I got MOB Customs in Miami.
Okay.
They're doing it.
But the the engine stuff, you do this on some of the cars.
Yeah, I did on my 79.
Okay.
The 350.
I couldn't do anything. I can't even put gas in my car. Jim, can you work on a car?
Mm-mm.
No.
No, here's what I don't understand. So do you change your own oil?
No, I don't.
Okay, because it's so cheap to go do it anyway, right?
Yeah, it's not a hassle, but I just drop them off and then go pick them up when they're done.
Yeah.
Tell the story. How did you get into it? Was it a thing from your dad?
No. I always wanted to build a car. But my granddad and my dad, they wouldn't take me serious.
Uh-huh.
So then when I saved up enough money to get my own, I bought a little rust bucket. And I kind of ain't looked back since.
Yeah, I love it. It's awesome. So doing something with your hands, man. I can't do anything.
Yeah.
That's why we do radio.
That's right.
Okay, so... So, Freddie, he wants to ask you a question about the quarterbacks. I want to ask you something that's more important and near and dear to me. What did you really think when you were playing college football, or even now, about the Pac-12?
It's not the SEC.
Correct. So, it's not the SEC.
I mean, it's all right. I just...
Did it seem like minor league football to you?
I wouldn't disrespect him and say minor league, but I'll just leave it at that.
I think you just did.
It's not the SEC.
You know what? Washington State, they might have given Florida a run.
No.
You know?
Oh,
seriously?
Yeah, Freddie. Have you ever been into a hostile environment like Martin Stadium that seats 36,000? I don't think
Never.
So.
Never.
No, what is Gainesville hold?
I think 90.
Oh, that's kind of three of our stadiums.
Something.
Yeah. In one?
Can they can't call that thing the largest outdoor cocktail party anymore. Is that true?
The one in Jacksonville when we played Georgia?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
They changed it. No,
they did?
Yeah, they stopped
it. Oh, man.
Out of political correctness or something. Hey, dude, when you were playing in that game, did you ever think to yourself, maybe I can sneak out before kickoff and just walk through there for a little while?
No.
Just one time think about it?
Never.
Oh, come on.
It's focused on the game.
Yeah, but you knew you were going to beat Georgia. You beat Georgia like every year, didn't you?
Oh, no.
No? Did they hand your number that year, those years, didn't they?
We did all right. Yeah. Awesome.
Do you want me to ask the quarterback question?
Sorry. No, I want to ask you what you think about a bet that I have. I think you guys are going to have a better record than the Denver Broncos this year.
That's right.
Ooh, see?
Thank you, Freddie.
That's right.
I can't wait to watch it, man. It's going to unfold.
That's right.
We have a lot of outstanding bets that are going on right now. Maybe we should involve Freddie into those bets because I don't know how the league's policy is on betting talk.
The league doesn't care about that anymore.
That's probably true.
I'm not betting.
Stay away from it. You don't touch any of it.
That's right.
You know, I always love the question when the idiots like us sit down with you guys like, hey, Freddie, how you dealing with the heat? And every question, there was like, yeah, I live in the South.
That's right.
Like, this is like 65 degrees to where we're from.
It's still hot, but it's not.
It's not Florida hot.
You can breathe in this heat.
What do you miss from Florida? There's something you miss?
I like the heat.
Like the humidity, part of it?
Yeah.
But anything
else?
I
think it is. Really ain't no soul food.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Okay, yeah. Soul food. Are you a taken man?
Taken?
Yeah.
In a relationship?
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. No.
That's right.
I was going to say,
right.
Scenery is also a downgrade here sometimes in Seattle. It's not the best in the world. At least that's what people say. That's okay. You don't have to answer if you don't want to, but you're pointing that I'm acknowledging I'm right.
That's right.
So the soul food, you missed that. You haven't been able to find a place out here anywhere?
I found one spot, but they don't cook it every day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you know a soul food spot, we have a text line. Well, people text in, 49451. Tell us, I'll look at it, maybe before you sign off here, 49451, we'll find a soul food place for you.
That'd be great.
And we'll give you some advice, and maybe there's a hidden gem that we don't even know about.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the rain get to you here?
Nah.
The gloom?
It's not really rain.
It's drizzle,
from,
isn't it?
Right, yeah. Yeah. Coming from Florida, that's rain.
Yeah.
But even when it's crappy here, though, he's not here. I mean, you're playing,
sometimes,
but then once
man.
The season's over, do you go right back to Florida, I would assume?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't see January and February. Well, I guess you're still playing.
A little bit, yeah.
But the January, the February, not like us.
Is this your, what, third year?
Yes, sir. Going on my third year.
Third year. That's okay. Right. Boy, your receiver room's stacked.
That's right.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, do you look at DK sometimes and think, man, that guy's going to make $25 million. I wonder what I'm going to make here in a year or so.
No, I don't really. Never worry about that. We just have fun.
Yeah. Do you ever wonder how can he, doesn't he, do you eat as bad as he does? Or do you eat better? Like, doesn't he eat like a 10-year-old?
Oh,
like
no.
Like junk food and all that kind of stuff?
My buddy changed his diet around. He don't eat like that no more.
He doesn't?
Nope.
What does he eat?
He's healthy now.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How about you? What do you eat? You eat like a rabbit?
No, I eat healthy.
Well, that's like a rabbit. Like, rabbits eat healthy. No junk food, no nothing? No guilty pleasures?
I cheat sometimes.
It's on what?
Burgers and whatnot.
I like a good burger.
Yeah, I got that one.
You got a good burger joint around here? You ever been to Dick's?
No.
Never seen that? Never. Have you heard of Dick's? Well, Dick's Drive-In?
I think it's one in Gainesville, but I don't think it's the one you talk
about.
No.
Yeah, it's a different one. It's just a Seattle chain out here. One of those burger joints that's been around like forever, like in Seattle.
Well, I got to try it out.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Fun camp so far. I know it just started, but having a good time?
Oh, yeah. You know, we got a great room. Got great guys in the locker room, so we just have fun.
Who's got the upper hand of the quarterback battle right now? It's the three of us talking.
I think they're all doing pretty good. Oh. I couldn't tell you.
Well, yes, you can. You're catching passes from them.
Yeah, from all three of them. So, it's great if you ask me.
Yeah? Is it weird not having Wilson here?
A little bit, but, you know, got to play the cards that's dealt to you, right?
Yeah.
What do you think that first game's going to be like?
Tenth.
Yeah. Why?
Two great teams going at it.
Is there a... Do you feel like you guys have something to prove?
No. We're just going to go play football like it's a regular game and just have fun.
Oh, it's not going to be just a regular game, though. You guys know that. I know you guys always tell yourselves that, but it's not going to be a regular game. Monday Night Football, him coming back into town. And you probably don't know this. You're too young to know this. That used to be one of the best rivalries in football because they were in the same division a long time ago. I hated that team. I hated that team more than anything as a kid. So,
well, John Elway was.
Oh yeah,
the quarterback there in Denver and Hall of Famer, and he it was a great rivalry.
Do you want to ask your obligatory dog question? Want to pass on that one?
Yeah, you got a dog, Freddie?
Do I have a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
See, there we go. See, we're big dog guys, and he loves asking guys their dog questions and if they have them. So, what kind of dog you got?
Cane Corso.
Oh, those are cool. Those are big.
That's right.
What is it? What is it?
A cane Corso?
It's Italian Mastiff.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
What's it weigh, like 150?
130-ish, almost 140.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big.
How much you got to feed that guy?
He eats pretty good.
Yeah, I bet he does. Right. Does he try to get in the bed?
He doesn't try. He gets in the bed.
Yeah. Do you find, like, we let our black lab in bed with us. Do you find that you just let them have their way on the bed, or do you shove them out of the way to make you more comfortable?
He stays by our feet.
Okay.
So he stays at the lower part of the bed.
Okay. And what made you get that breed?
I don't know. I just wanted a big breed. Yeah. I think my next one would be a South African Warble. I don't know if you...
No, jeez. I mean, you got everything.
I think if I do get one, that'll be my next one.
Okay. All right, we'll cut you loose. Hey, Freddie, thanks so much for stopping by.
Appreciate it.
You are a pleasure to always talk to and have a fun conversation with.
Appreciate
there he is. Freddie Swain here live at Seahawks training camp. We appreciate the Seahawks for bringing Freddie over, and hopefully he's got a healthy and productive season here. I mean, guy does everything. Works on cars. He's got dogs just like us. The dog sleeps in the bed. Huh? He clearly, I could read between the lines, feels Geno's the better quarterback.
I just was sitting here thinking to myself, I wonder if Softy and Fame would have done a better job with that interview than you and I did. Because I don't think that was one of our best, man.
I think that was a great interview.
I think we tried, and I don't know. I feel like I let you down a little bit.
I disagree.
I didn't really have... I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I apologize to the listeners, too.
Well, normally, I mean...
Because, I felt like we were fishing, and we didn't really...
I think we got everything.
We didn't land.
We got everything we wanted. Yeah, we did.
What did we get?
He misses soul food. He needs the heat. He acknowledged that, you know, the scenery here is not as good in Florida. That's fine, and we all acknowledge that.
Mm.
He talked about he's got a dog that sleeps in his bed. He said, what did he call the game? Except the first game. Intense. You know these guys have got this damn game circled on their calendar.
Yeah, I would think
they
so.
They did downplay it all. Oh, it's just another game.
Yeah.
It's not just another game.
No, I
it's
think not. Freddie Swain's going to be one of the reasons why this team's going to have a better record than Denver.
Okay? Well, he'll lose that bet, too, like just like you're going to lose the Geno.
What is he, the fourth receiver, this guy that we just talked to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I like Freddie Swain.
Yeah. Valuable piece to the whole puzzle here.
It's fine. You can keep losing all your money. All right, so we got a great show for you today. And it, I mean, if I'm telling you, we're going to have more guests like that. This is the type of stuff, guys, for the next 3 hours. Get accustomed to. Because this is the type of stuff we do here every day from 10 to 1. So it's Buck, and it's a go-to guy. It's an 80s Throwback Thursday. We are live here at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center, then the shores of beautiful Lake Washington. And practice has wrapped up. And again, for the second day in a row, Geno Smith has cemented himself as the starting quarterback of your Seattle Seahawks. More coming up next.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJR FM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Puck and Jim.
80s Throwback Thursday, huh? Afternoon drive crowd, huh? Let's hear it. Sing it together.
We're gonna be fine. I don't know the words.
Silver Spoons. Hey, it's Puck and the go-to guy with you. The show about nothing. That's right. Normally on 10 to 1, just tearing up the airwaves with award-winning radio on 93.3 KJR FM. Also on, if you just say, hey, Alexa, play 93.3 KJR FM. Boom! Okay, Google, play 93.3 KJR FM. Boom! We're all there. And on the iHeartRadio app. Natalie, do you want to come over and do it?
She's walking the other way.
Natalie!
She's walking the other way.
Natalie Newman's here. That, of course, is Drew Locke's girlfriend. Soon-to-be wife. Trying to get her on the show. She, I think, politely said no.
Yeah, why don't you ask her what she thinks about your bet?
Hey, Natalie, I got a bet that your husband's not going to win the job, but that's okay. Doesn't matter. Chris is about to go. You know, Chris, he once got a selfie with Sierra, Sierra. He's going to try and get a picture with Natalie Newman. He probably doesn't even know who she is, but I do. We all do. Everybody does. I mean, that would be the only reason why you'd want to win the bet. Big thanks to the Seahawks and Freddie Swain. For stopping on by. A lot of people, listen, everyone's tweeting in here. Soul food places. I don't think one place that someone had tweeted in is still open, because I used to go there. Let's see. Granny Soul Food. The Communion. Wait, hold on. Southern Kitchen. Never mind. The Southern Kitchen in Tacoma. Somebody said Catfish Corner. I thought Catfish Corner was closed. What was the one? There was one that was over in, like, Madison Park. Madrona that, wasn't that Catfish Corner? That Gary Payton used to be an owner of. It was two women that ran it.
Hmm.
God, that was really good.
Nate Robinson had a place down Rainier Beach, didn't he? Went there a couple times.
Yeah, he still has it. But that's like, that's not, I don't think it's soul food. I think it's like chicken, it's like wings.
Okay.
Right, Chris? Isn't Nate Robinson's place like wings?
Yeah, it's wings. Chicken and waffles, pretty much.
Chicken and waffles, that's right.
Yeah, and yeah, there is a...
Give me some suggestions here.
No, you read the text line. You got it. The Catfish Corner is back open on Jackson. It's off of 12th. They opened a new one down there.
But what's the one I'm thinking of that was down in like Madison? Like not Madison Park. It was more Madrona. There was another one that was it was really good. So we got places here. Toulouse Petite, is that one?
Granny Oh yeah, that's a good one. Yep.
Toulouse Petite.
Yeah, that's another good one.
Somebody said the Comfort Zone in Columbia City.
That sounds good.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, all of it sounds good. I don't know if I could do soul food today though. You know what I mean? Too hot.
Be too much.
Yeah, I need some, it's just like frozen, I don't know, fruit, whatever. I mean, I could use some more fruit.
Yeah, the popsicles were good that they were giving out.
She
went the opposite direction.
I know, she
yeah,
left
we're
us.
Not we're not going to see
she
her
left
again.
Us.
Yeah, she's gone. She disappeared.
All right, we got a jam-packed show for you today. It's just me and Jim, and you, the listeners, and Turf the Dog out here at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center. Now, you didn't see all of it. Now, tongue-in-cheek about our bet for $350, Geno Smith.
It's 400 now.
It is 400 now.
Yeah.
I can't believe you actually increased it.
Yeah.
What gives you confidence that of the 5 minutes that you watched, where everyone over there, everyone that we talked to, Bob Condotta, Tim Booth, John Boyle, Adam Jude, all said the same thing to you, and you increased your bet?
Well, when I was watching Drew Locke, I had to figure out that he was number two, first of all.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, and he seemed to be connecting...
What number did you think he was?
Well, I haven't paid attention till now.
Did you think he was number seven?
No, I didn't think he was seven.
I just looked out there. I don't know. I just was, you know, I was looking at the lake, and I was talking to Tim Booth and Adam Jude, and I wasn't really paying attention. But when I did look up, I noticed that number two was completing passes to his intended receivers. And I think that's what you're supposed to be doing when you're a quarterback. like Trey Lance today, I read where he was having a rough go of it, or yesterday there with San Francisco. You know, he couldn't even connect with guys. Like today, somebody was like, oh, God, you know, Locke missed so-and-so over the middle, but he hit the underneath guy.
Oh, the underneath guy.
Yeah.
So nothing moves the chains more than hit the underneath guy.
He was taking the higher percentage play there.
You talk yourself.
What worries me the most, though, is like Bob Condotta actually knows what he's talking about because he covers the team. He's here every day. Although, Bob, what the hell was Bob doing wearing a sweatshirt today?
That didn't make sense to me, but Condotta, there's a lot that Condotta does that doesn't make sense to me. And him wearing a sweatshirt when it's 90 degrees out here, that did register to me as that did not make sense.
Bob seemed to indicate in so many words that it was another bad bet that I have made.
Oh, no, he
feels like Geno Smith does. You know what was encouraging to me was what Pete Carroll had to say yesterday about Geno Smith. And you're wondering, why would that be encouraging? I'll tell you.
I'm gonna play it. You want to play it?
Oh, sure.
Let's play
it. Go ahead and play it.
Kid, do we have the Pete Carroll yesterday talking about the quarterback battle? If so, go ahead and play that. Okay, hold on. We'll get you
in 30 seconds. Well, kid's getting ready for that.
You and I are.
What was encouraging to me was all this, how he just praised the heck out of Smith, but then basically said, yeah, but Drew is catching up and all that.
He never said he's catching up.
Well, okay, well, we'll find out what he said. But what Pete never goes out of his way to just praise like that. And basically, that was an indication that Locke is so far behind. I don't know. That didn't seem sincere to me. That didn't seem sincere.
I'm surprised they haven't called it yet. All right, here's Pete Carroll yesterday talking about the quarterback battle.
Geno's in the lead right now, and he's ahead. And so he ain't looking back, and he's going for it. And Drew's not going to take a back seat, so something's going to happen, you know. And Jake will be there if we need him. So it's going to be exciting to see.
My favorite part of that.
That sounds just like our voicemailer. Our voicemailer has it down. Just the breathy Pete.
Can you highlight the part at the end about Eason? That's my favorite part. Yeah, and Jacob, he's there.
Yeah.
I love that part more than anything. I don't know why. It just cracks me up. Jacob, he's there.
God, maybe so. I'm
telling you, it is over. It's over. And I know how you. And I'm with you.
Puck, 2 days into training camp, it's over?
It's over.
You've got 3 preseason games. You've got a lot of time for this to play out.
What's the one thing he preaches all the time?
Control the ball.
Yeah, protect the ball, right?
Yeah.
And what was the biggest play yesterday out of this practice that he did at the end? Scrambling to his right. This has been the knock on Drew Locke since college. He threw a back across his body, across the field, interception. That's why he's not going to start. He's got all the potential in the world, but he's not going to live with that. He's not Russell Wilson. He can't make that throw. And he's not going to put up with it.
He made that throw on July 26th.
The
season starts, what, September 13th?
Yeah, I know, but I'm overreacting to it, so it makes me feel better about it.
What, Geno's been dazzling? What'd you see from number 7?
He made all the right decisions.
What did you? You don't know what the hell you're watching at practice.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Ball was snapped.
I don't either. I don't either.
First of all, can we stop pretending like this? We're breaking. Like we got to. Everyone's breaking down film like they're like coaches out here. It's football.
No,
it's
some people are.
It's not very hard to.
Well, Hugh is.
Well, Hugh, but that's different. Like Mensa.
And what's his name? Doug Farrar is.
But that's like Mensa level stuff with you. I'm talking about can we stop complicating sports and complicating football?
Sure.
It really is.
No, Puck. I want to overcomplicate it.
But I'm just saying the ball is snapped.
Hey, Brady, how are you?
Did you piss Brady off with your tweet the other day to him, too? Is he still mad at you like everybody else is?
More stuff about Pete's hats, okay?
Okay. You're going to piss everybody off here. Well, you're going to piss Curtis off?
Do you see that? Brady loves me.
Have you pissed off Curtis and Greg yet? Have you made them mad?
No, Curtis, have you seen Tyler Lockett's first pitch yet?
Lord.
You still haven't seen it? Greg, did you see it? Greg Bell?
Stop making fun of Tyler Lockett's
first pitch. That first pitch was awful, wasn't it?
Okay, so what?
No, it wasn't okay.
He's not paid to throw a first pitch. He's paid to play football.
I know, but it was terrible.
Because football players are... Don't you find that football players are uncoordinated? Isn't that weird? They are. Think about it. They are.
No, I haven't really thought of that.
Watch a football player throw first pitch. Watch a football player play golf. Watch a football player. They're kind of uncoordinated.
Well, quarterbacks and kickers can play golf, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But the rest of them, maybe not as much?
I don't know. It's weird.
Huh.
Just give me your money now. He's increased his bet to 400. I'll buy you out for three. You get 300 right now. You just pay me. Just, it's over.
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the starter, and I can't wait for Geno. They might have Geno raise the flag week one and then go down on the field and start. I'm telling you, you can do it all. All right, it's Puck and the Go-To Guy. We're live here at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center here until 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be wowing you with all of our great Seahawks breakdowns. Coming up next, our 12 takeaways from day two.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Puck and Jim.
There it is.
I'm a knock on our door.
Damn right. There's Jack Tripper.
We've been waiting for you.
You think on an 80s throwback Thursday, we welcome you in. It's Puck and the Go-To Guy. We're sitting in here for Softy and Fane today, huh? Probably make this permanent after this award-winning show. You know, the Newcastle Gazette has already rated the show, saying it's the best show they've ever heard in 2022. So thank you to the Newcastle Gazette. The boys will be back. Well, I think Fane will be back tomorrow. I think Softy next week. Dick had a storm game today. Softy taking some time off. We'll be back in our normal time tomorrow at 10 to 1. Great reaction to the Pac-12 Media Day will be tomorrow. George Kliavkov will do a press conference tomorrow at 8 a.m. and state of the Pac-12. Conference, see where they're at. We're here at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center talking all things Seahawks. We'll have our 12 camp stories that we'll break down. Have you written down all 12 camp stories you want to break down?
Everybody's gone.
Well, yeah. We're
Turf is here, though.
Now, is that Turf or is that the – where's the puppy?
Oh, wait, there's the puppy over there in the shade.
Oh, my God.
Wait, or is this the puppy
No, that's Turf. That's the puppy's in the shade. Yeah. We need the puppy over here.
Yeah.
Come on. God, there's nothing better than dogs. That's why I like talking to Freddie. He loves dogs. Chris Kidd's the only person I know that hates dogs. And he's our producer extraordinaire right now. He's the only one I know.
Did you check out what a King Corso looks like?
I did not.
I'll find one for you.
Well, but when he said like a Mastiff, I know what a Mastiff is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're massive. And the cafe I was trying to think of, and thank you, the text line, because it was driving me nuts, Kingfish Cafe. It was in Madrona, and that was one of the best restaurants ever. It was two ladies that owned it. GP was a part of it. But God, I wish they would bring that restaurant back. They had this red velvet cake there that was maybe literally people would just go there for this red velvet cake. Some would order the red velvet cake before dinner just so they would have it and then have dinner later.
Is that good? So it had the cream cheese frosting.
Oh, God, it was just if everyone remembers Kingfish Cafe, that red velvet cake. Then they had this macaroni cheese. Soul food. Why are we talking about soul food? Well, Freddie Swain. That said, Freddie Swain was saying when we had on as the show opened, that's the one thing he misses about Florida, that he misses the soul food. All right, so you heard, I guess, Jamal Adams. Something happened with Jamal Adams today at practice, or something he's dealing with at practice. Pete Carroll was addressing the media today. There after practice, Ian came over and told us about it. Dee Eskridge also didn't participate in practice today due to a minor hamstring issue. Here's a guy that, again, concussion last year. Did he have a hamstring, too, last year? Now he's got another hamstring this year. You talk about someone that needs to get on the field and make an impact, because remember what they invested in him, and remember how much they talked about how big Dee Eskridge was going to be a part of this football team, right, with the fly sweeps, getting him the ball in space, and like, okay, but he's never on the field. We have, like, another C.J. Procise guy on our hands here. Is that what we're dealing with?
I was thinking that when I saw that today, and it was in the small print in Bob Condotta's story in the Seattle Times. So when you see it in the small print, you're going, okay, probably nothing to be too concerned about. But I actually thought of you, Puckett, when I saw that, because I thought, oh, man, is Eskridge going down that same road?
I didn't
think about Procise. I loved him, too. Oh. I mean, he was sensational in that Sunday night game against New England and then against Philadelphia the next week.
You're damn right.
I really liked him. But, yeah, Eskridge, I don't think you can – I don't think. I mean, is he going to be great? Is he going to be good? Is he
going to
be
yet.
Average, below average? I don't think we can make an assessment of him yet.
I just want to see him on the. I just want to see him on the field, and it's just, you know, again, you first.
But
of
are you all that? I mean, yeah. What was he drafted? Second round?
I believe so.
Yeah. So you have high expectations because of where he's drafted, but when you look at the receiving crew they have. I mean, that was one of the brilliant questions I asked.
I thought
Freddie
that honestly
Swain.
Was your best question.
Yeah,
that,
because, well, you have to always, when you ask, you know, you say receiving room.
Room, yeah.
Yeah, or running back room.
Right.
Yeah, it makes it kind of sound like you know what
it's
you're
a
talking
veteran.
About.
That's a
yeah.
veteran, like, yeah. journalistic. Yeah.
Boy, you got a crowded room there, Freddie. Did you like that? If I'm Freddie, I'm thinking, damn, I don't want it to be too crowded because I might not have a spot in this
too
room.
Crowded. And then I think maybe how many cars I have. Maybe I should backtrack on how many cars I
yeah,
have.
I think so.
If I get cut, what the hell am I going to do?
But look at all these guys. So you got DK, you got Lockett, Eskridge, Penny Hart, Melton from Rutgers, Cody Thompson, Swain, Marquise Goodwin, who Ian talked to today, Derek Young from the draft choice from Lenore Ryan or whatever. You know?
Yeah, but so wait, is it, so was it – it's a big room, but is it like an uber-talented room? I mean – I would say
I think so.
Do they have a third wide receiver right now on the roster? One you can depend on. And my
well, do you look at Goodwin then?
Well, yeah, but to depend on, my answer would be no. They still are lacking that third down option. And that's what Eskridge is supposed to be. That's why it's a concern. They want
okay,
him to
let
be
me
the third,
let me just
third option.
Is it all that important when you look at the tight
yes.
ends they have?
Yes, they need a third wide receiver.
Are you sure? Like, I don't know. You might be right, but I'm sitting there going, boy, everybody's all concerned about the third wide receiver. Who's that going to be? Well, who the hell cares is what I'm thinking, because when you look at the tight ends, that Fant kid's going to be great.
Okay, but
I mean, don't you want to use a tight end more than they have in the past? And that you got Disley, you got Parkinson. I mean, Noah Fant, I think, is going to be a big option for Drew Lock this year.
I like how you snuck that in there.
Well, they've got the they've
you
got
snuck,
the
you snuck that in.
They have
like
the
it.
History. They have the history.
That's
and
right.
And they've got the rapport from working together.
That's a good point. Yeah. History and you know letdown games.
Well, I don't know if
that's
a good point or not.
I want to pass it on. So Jamal Adams missed the second day of training camp, and Carroll said Jamal is going to take some time here to figure it out. Different opinions on the hand that had fingers repaired in the off season. So he's getting additional opinions on the hand issue. He had broken fingers. He had surgery on in the past. He says the current issue is on the same hand. No timetable on his return. No word on potential surgery.
Okay, can I ask a stupid question
Jesus.
About that? So why are we sitting here the end of July after training camp has started talking about this? Isn't that something that they could have done a month ago or 3 weeks ago?
But he had
ago?
Surgery on it.
I know, but when? Like
in the offseason, like a long time ago.
I know. So why is there an issue today with Jamal Adams? I mean, maybe there's a simple explanation.
It's not, we rule this one out. It's not one of these things where he didn't have the players that do this. Well, I tried to rehab, and then a week before training camp, I decided, well, I'm going to have surgery now. Oh, I've been out for 2 months. Well, geez, I don't know if he would have had surgery, I don't know, 4 months ago, you'd be playing now.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it's that. It's just seems like whatever they repaired, it didn't work. Now you could ask yourself, well, why didn't we look at this a month ago? I don't know. Maybe they just cut.
I would have liked to have seen that press conference with Pete today and just kind
of
gotten an idea of tone of voice.
We've got some open segments here.
I mean, do you think Pete was kind of like, you know, just like, yeah, you know, we don't have a timetable on Jamal's return, but no problem with that? Or do you think he was like, oh my God, you know, I can't believe it, but yeah, we don't know when he's coming back.
That's
was it kind of like
that? He's not out there because it. As you know, there's been a great debate in this town about him, right? There's kind of an Adams camp, and then
you and I are in the camp of he's not worth it, right?
Yeah, but we're in an interesting camp, you and I, because we're in the camp that he's not worth it, but it's also the same camp that loves him.
What?
Because of how we love him as a player, we love him as a personality, the intensity.
Yeah,
I love
that part of him, but I don't know if he really. I don't think
he's
worth $17 million
it.
A year.
Not even close.
And I don't know with what he does, what his strengths are, if it's a negative for the team in some respects. Especially 2 years ago when he had all those sacks, and that's what got him all the money. But I thought they doubled down. I mean, they gave up too much to get him, and then he didn't turn out to be the player they wanted him to be. And then they made the mistake of signing him to that huge contract.
I think we could all agree, whether you're in the camp or not, that this is a massive. Well, I mean, I don't know what they could do. I don't know if they could get out of how they could get out of it, what they would do. But for him, this is a massively important year to prove everyone wrong.
Well, how could you not have this hand issue figured out by now?
Well, but he had the surgery. I don't know. He had the surgery. Why is it not fixed now? Did he know about this, that it wasn't feeling good months ago? Only he would know.
I should just give him the benefit of the doubt, though. I'm sure there's some explanation for it. And when he gets, you know, when he goes to the podium and we hear from him for the first time, maybe we'll go, okay, all right, well, that makes sense then. But I don't know. That's kind of a...
Well, let's hear from him. If Kid's back in the studio. Kid, if you can get the probably like a minute, minute and a half of Carroll talking about Jamal Adams. We'll play it at the top of the hour, but again, Jamal
Adams.
It
hasn't been posted. I'll get it, though.
Jamal
I'll
Adams,
let you know.
Okay, Jamal Adams hasn't played or has not been a practice here. Missed the second straight day, and we thought we would see him. But now, and he's getting his hand looked at someplace else, probably in some obscure part of the country. That's where they're always at, right? Like the ankle guy is in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. So, another guy's in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. So the hand guy probably is in, you know, Topeka, Kansas.
Could be.
You know,
could be
kind of a hand special,
you know. Maybe it's much ado about nothing. Maybe, you know, that things will get figured out in the next week or two, and he's a veteran. But I would still think when you have a new defensive coordinator and you're doing the, you know, 4-3 to 3-4 and all these different concepts, being more aggressive, that
built around him,
you would want to be here and be a part of that and get everything assimilated and working together.
It is to this day a disappointing trade. It just is. It just is. It's just, and I don't know how people can disagree with it. It has been, to this point, a failure of a trade.
Yeah.
I mean, it just has been.
But people argue against that.
And I don't understand it. I really don't. I honestly do not know.
Especially those, and I don't, I'm not some sort of football seam head, but the pro football focus guys.
Well, it wouldn't be football seam head, right?
Well, I know, but I was just making, yeah, okay, whatever. So, but you know what I'm getting at, don't you?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You know what I'm getting at. Those folks seem to think that he's not very good in coverage. Whether you, I mean, what told you all you needed to know was when that ball hit him smack in the face that one time. I mean, come on.
They don't put him. who's paid?
Who, name another player that's happened to.
How many millions of dollars is he paid? And can't even cover the other team's best tight end. They have to bring Ryan Neal into the game to have Ryan Neal cover the guy. That should tell you everything. How they view him in that role. He can't do it.
And Troy Aikman talked about it in that one game.
They don't ask him to do it. All right. We'll hear, hopefully, probably in the next hour from Pete Carroll talking about Jamal Adams. Also coming in the next hour, since it's kind of our show, we're switching gears today here with Softy and Fain. They did kind of their show at 10 to 1. We'll do kind of our show in the next hour. And so hour number two of our radio program at 4:30, we'll do voicemails. Yeah, we ripped it off from Garage and Gas. We have voicemails. You go on the iHeartRadio app. You see the little mic icon there. You tap it. You can record a 30-second audio. We'll play it back at 4:30. And then tweet of the day at 4:45. We just scour Twitter for funny things that entertain us. So we'll have all that come up. Hour number two live here at the Virginia Mason Athletic Center on 93.3 KJRF.